A few stolen moments is all that we share. You got your family and they need you. Who is it?
Miss Houston, we have a security breach in the hotel.
Get away from the door, Tom!
Miss Houston, please.
Tom, get away from the door, Tom. I told you not to come near the bathroom door when I'm in here,
Tom. Miss Houston, we have a security breach, and you gave me specific instructions on how to... Come on, open up
the door. Tom, you got one more time. Does that knock on that door, Tom?
Miss Houston, please. Osama bin Laden has been reported in the area, and he has sent making advances. He sent boxes of chocolates, veils, rubies, emeralds, and roses without the thorns, of course. And he's coming after you. We have to move you, Miss Houston.
Hold on. What you say, Osama? Wait a minute. Hold on. What you say, Osama bin... Who?
Osama bin Laden.
That
terrorist.
That motherfucker that lives in a cave?
9/11. Yes, Miss Houston. He's after you.
Tom, don't knock on that door no more. Bobby! Bobby!
Wendy, get your ass out of that bathroom. Come on, let's
go. I ain't coming out this bathroom unless you give me some medicine, Bobby. I'm not coming out this bathroom.
I got it for you, babe. I got it. Just get your ass moving. Let's go.
Bobby, come and get me, Bobby.
Come on, baby.
Miss Houston. Okay,
Tom.
Stand up. Yes.
Tom.
Yes, Miss Houston.
You a big old strapping white man.
Why, thank you, Miss Houston. I do work out quite a bit.
I say that, Tom.
I go to Bally's.
I think you getting your money's worth out that membership, ain't you, Tom?
Yes, Miss Houston.
Ooh, Tom, look at what we got. Oh, look at those muscles.
Miss Houston, please, let's keep this a professional relationship here.
I am keeping it professional, honey. You never saw the bodyguard?
Please, get your hands off me. Miss Houston,
you know you want some of this.
Please, Miss Houston. Come on, let's go.
Shut up, Bobby. Listen, Mr. Houston, when I'm doing something, you just sit back. You hear me?
I got Osama bin Laden gun in for my ass. Let's go.
You know what?
I got your shit. Let's go.
Mr. Brown, Miss Houston, we need to be moving. Come on.
Come on, girl.
We got your bags outside.
You know who hired him?
I don't know.
How the hell did you get here?
I was hired here by you last week, ma'am. You hired me.
That was some good medicine last week because I never would have hired this motherfucker.
The podcast that is whack because it wins awards. What kind of awards, Miss Ronnie?
The Peebles! Not Peebles, but the Peebles Choice Award.
The Feast of Fools. Honey, Whitney Houston, we have a problem.
We got a big problem, Whitney.
And the problem is Osama bin Laden is in love with you. And watch out, Bobby Brown, because your ass is next. Terror is up. An orange alert is all over the country, and guess what else is up?
Tell me.
Republican approval ratings.
Ain't that a bitch?
Tom Cruise loses his job. Why crazy is no longer profitable anymore, and why redheads get more sex than blondes. All this and more on the Feast of Fools. I am Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Killian.
And the large and in charge, Miss Ronnie.
Stay tuned. Sing out. Come on, Ronnie. Improvise a little music. Miss Ronnie don't even care if Osama bin Ronnie, honey. She's taking off her earrings. She is ready to talk.
Ooh, she's going to
That is Gay Adegbolola.
Yeah, you sweetheart.
She Wants to Dance from her album Bittersweet Blues is available on her website, feastoffools.net. Mm-hmm. And put some coins...
In that dyke's pocket, baby, because that is one that I will truly endorse.
Mm-hmm. And they're coming to Chicago soon.
I know. I think it's like the 22nd or something like that of September.
We're going to have them on, hopefully,
what
have them
called?
On the show. They're called
the uppity blues players, right?
Sapphire.
Sapphire.
The uppity I got blues a blues women. Song I want to sing.
Sing
yeah.
it.
Okay, we got Osama bin Laden. When he was in pigtails. Osama bin Laden.
He had the blues.
He got the blues.
All that money, and he had the blues.
He got the blues, man. Honey, blues. When he looks at cracked out Whitney Houston and says, "That's what I want," you gotta feel sorry for Osama.
You
got women because it ain't like. It's not enough that the world is looking for his ass. He got to compound the problems by wanting to get with Miss Houston.
Honey, he is hungry. That is what happens when you're hungry and living in a cave and eating crackers. Mm-hmm. You just start seeing things.
Some people want a dysfunctional relationship, and he's obviously somebody that's looking for a dysfunctional relationship.
Oh, well, he got it. Mm-hmm. He got it, honey. Now, if he could just direct that energy and turn that fucked up shit, turn his evil for good. Like, we could have had the Twin Towers, and maybe we could have gotten rid of, Brittany and Kevin. You know what I'm saying?
K-Fed.
K-Fed.
Well, the thing
K-Fed.
K-Fed.
Because he's a rapper.
Yeah, he's bad.
Because he's a bad ass. Oh, that's
mofo.
A bad mama jamma right there. Because he's lived on the streets. He knows what the shit is on rap, you know? I can look at him and tell, oh, yeah, baby, you've been on welfare before, haven't you?
Who is that baby's daddy?
Okay.
K-Fed
wait a minute. And just because he's fucked Shaw Jackson doesn't mean that he's a brother undercover. I'm sorry, darling. No. No, baby. It just meant that you got good taste in what you want to put your thing in. That's all, K-Fed.
Okay, people think that we're making this shit up.
No, we're not.
Osama bin Laden really does lust for Whitney Houston. It has been revealed by novelist Kola Booth, who's a Sudanese poet, too.
Mm.
And she's a, I don't know if she's a lesbian.
And she met him, or she met the king of somewhere.
She was once, claims to have been once been bin Laden's sex slave, writes in her new autobiography, Diary of a Lost Girl, that the Al-Qaeda chief and the world's most dreaded terrorist had a crush on singer-cum-actress. Why do they always say that in these things? Singer-cum-actress. Whitney Houston, and wanted to make her his wife after killing her husband, Bobby Brown.
Why does it hurt so bad? Why do I feel so sad?
Because you're living in a cave.
Oh, honey. Okay. Wait a minute. But you know what? Let's face it now.
What?
When I'm thinking about the shit, when I'm thinking about Osama looking at Whitney and saying, that's some good eating right there. Okay.
Right.
Especially if you all seen Miss Whitney when she was doing that Michael Jackson tribute.
I don't remember that.
What was that from?
Honey,
I
saw more meat on a chicken wing than I saw on Miss Houston, honey.
When
okay.
She was really skinny, yeah.
Where they had to retouch the video by frame.
And how, remember when Diane Sawyer brought that up?
What'd she say?
She was like, well, Diane, I've always been small. You know what I'm saying? Honey, anything Diane had to say, honey, Whitney had an answer for it, okay? Diane, crack is cheap. Okay, crack is cheap. I'm Whitney Houston. I don't need to do cheap crack. Okay, and I've always been thin, Diane. See, that's how much I want to do this interview, Diane. Okay, she was all up in her face.
She was wearing white.
I was feeling sorry for Diane.
Which is rough, you know, when you're doing video and you have a dark, ebony, beautiful skin. It's really hard to wear bright white dress and then, you know, have the levels balance.
Oh, so she looked kind of freaky because of that?
She looked a little freaky.
Well, you would think
let me read you the quote.
You would think she would know that.
Before we move on, though, I got to get this quote in from Kola Booth. He told me that Whitney Houston was the most beautiful. Osama bin Laden told Kola Booth that Whitney Houston.
How would Osama say this?
Whitney Houston is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. How beautiful is she? She has a smile. She is truly Islamic, but she has been brainwashed by that corrupt American culture and MTV and her husband, Bobby Brown. I want to have him killed.
You know, that's some shit I can endorse, though.
I think so.
You know, that's some shit I can endorse, okay?
But you know, if you were Bobby Brown, you wouldn't want Osama bin Laden after your ass. I say, give him Whitney. Give him what he wants. And then that would put an end to terrorism.
I'm telling you, you know what?
And Whitney Houston's a patriot.
She sang, you know, do you remember where she got onto all those USO clothes and
I'm
all that
sorry,
stuff?
Baby. That bitch tore the national anthem apart, though. I've That's never right. heard it sung any better. I have that video.
So I'm
do
putting
really?
Proposing,
I do.
I am proposing that the United States of America, the USO yes. of A, put together a secret weapon that uses Whitney Houston to lure Osama bin Laden.
Just hang her out there,
cave.
Like with the white girl, like Faye Ray and King Kong. Just put her out there, a little thing, and just like, come and get her.
let that bitch sing some of her greatest hits, honey. Go ahead and warble, Whitney.
Well, see, the thing is, though, too, is it doesn't say like when Osama. I mean, he might have said this like, you know, in 1987. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who knows
he didn't
when he
care.
Said it. Back when she was a young, pretty thing.
Well, here's the deal, though. Yeah. I mean, you
she
know
was
what?
A beautiful woman.
You know what? And I. All before BB.
Yeah, before Bobby Brown.
But before Bobby Brown.
Big
that bitch. That bitch could sing. That bitch could sing. She had a career. All that. And you know what, sweetheart? You're going to do whatever you want to do, whether he was there or not. But the fact is, it's easy to point the finger at Bobby.
Mm. She could have met anybody else who was just as fucked up.
He gives me hope.
No, he gives you a rock, baby, is what he does.
He gives me a rock to smoke.
And then let's face it. You know, all that man, all Osama is looking at these bitches in burkas, honey. You know, he's looking at American TV. And at that point, Whitney was all over the TV.
I was reading some other kind of thing, though, that like he wants her, but he also doesn't like black women or something. He thinks that they're inferior.
Do you want to read the quote?
Well, you go ahead, read it.
He has a liking for white skin, but also he's dismissive of black women in general. According to Koala Boof, used to say to her, African-American women are only good for a man's lower pleasures. What need do you have for a womb?
You know, so he's just, he's all sorts of crazy.
Osama.
You know,
I'm taking him to 87th and Stony Island. I want you to say some shit like that there, baby. Can you see that?
Drop him
Gladys,
off outside
come
the
here,
moon
girl.
Noise.
Come here, baby. Listen to my friend Osama. He got something to say to you, girl, okay? War on Terror be over. War on Terror be over right there.
Roddy, have you seen those gold coins with the World Trade Towers that they're selling?
Isn't it something that the towers come up or something like that?
It's like you buy it. It's gold. Like it's a gold coin, and then the towers
3D,
are silver. And so it's one day it's September 10th, and the next day it's September 11th because you can flip them up and down. Like
that's just twisted.
Isn't that twisted?
Building goes up. Building goes
Can
down.
I tell you something?
Building goes up.
It's like this. September 10th, September 11th.
I saw
September
that.
September 10th, September 11th.
I saw that movie World Trade Center.
How was that?
Baby, I'm sorry. I was not prepared. Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, all bullshit aside, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
See, I'm not ready to see it. Like, it's 5 years and it's still not, I don't want to see that kind
you
of stuff.
You know what? It was funny because I can't tell you whether it was a good movie or not.
Because was that much of a tear? Like, it just tore your emotions
up? It wasn't
up?
Even, you know what? It was the fact that Oliver Stone took no artistic liberties to this. What he did was that he visualized what these two men were going through.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you see in the movie is what these men recounted to Oliver Stone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so that was it. I'm not going to give nothing away, but if anybody goes sees that movie, when Nicolas Cage comes out from beneath that rubble, the words that he says to his wife, I'm telling you right now, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. I was crying long before that. But when he uttered these lines, the show was over, honey.
Because these were the guys that were
stuck
in the basement.
You just revealed that he
lives.
Everyone knows that he lived.
The two guys that were trapped underneath in like in a little cubby part of the stairwells, right?
He was the sergeant or lieutenant or something like that. And he knew that the stairwell or the elevator shaft was going to be the strongest foundation of the building.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that.
Right.
And he ordered his men there.
Mm-hmm.
But
I heard that Madonna and Guy Ritchie are actually making a September 11th movie about the guy who surfed on the back of a door down to the ground.
That's an urban legend.
It didn't really happen?
No, it didn't really happen.
Shit.
I believed that, though, when somebody told me. I was like, at first I was like, I believed it. And I was just like, how could that be? That couldn't really happen. But then there was a couple of different people told me about it. I'm just like, that just got to be false. This just couldn't happen.
They're going to make a music video to it.
You know, I tell you, so it was, okay, so the year afterwards, I went to New York, and I was visiting some friends, and I'm like, oh, I want to go to 9/11. I'm going to go to Ground Zero, I should say. And it was funny, because like a few blocks before that, you just see like a few little posters missing so-and-so and so-and-so.
Still? Oh, it was a year later?
It was a year later. And as you keep going closer and closer to Ground Zero, you know, it was very overwhelming. This is not where the World Trade Center was. This is more or less now a graveyard. Mm. And you know what? They're just like pieces of paper. And there's some teddy bears and candles and flowers and stuff like that. I was no good. I was no good. And yeah, you know, you just walked away with why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just the senselessness of it all. It was why.
Yeah, it's senseless. And a crush on Whitney Houston. Who could imagine? Yeah,
I was going to say, now that I depressed everyone to shit.
Okay, no. Whitney Houston.
What else we got?
Well, you know, the thing is that there's been certain recent events that where they've actually caught airplane people wanting to put, I guess, using gasoline and water or something.
Gels or what? Gels,
yeah, that's right.
We just flew, Mark and I just flew on an airplane. We came back from Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm. How was Texas?
It was fantastic, and the men are beautiful down there.
Oh, did they grow them big in Texas?
They grow them tight.
All sorts of sizes.
All sizes, honey. They're a lot of fresh chicken.
They look very little. Oh, not sure.
Very young, because Austin's a college town, mm-hmm. and I forget how, just on the average, how young everybody is.
You're right.
And I felt like, come here, babies.
Don't be like using my line to get some free trade now, you big sissy.
Babies, you just come over here. Miss Ronnie take good care of you.
I ain't got to do all that. I ain't got to do all that. Listen, sweetheart, this is a look in their eye. This is a look in their eye. You want some of this here. Nah, nah, I know, baby. That's okay. Because it ain't like climbing the Everest, baby. You can get some. You just got to play your cards right.
We want to do a big shout out to the Republican who sent us these lovely sausage products.
Yeah, oh, we met him. He was so nice.
Such a nice guy.
He was such a nice guy.
And that's lovely. Now, can you give these back to him, please?
Patricia, your mother wants them.
My mom wants to eat them.
No.
I think my mother stole the show, though. She told the whole audience there how my coming out story to her. And, of course, it's filled with inaccuracies. Because a mother, you know,
embellishes.
She's embellishes like me. Mm-hmm. And so she was just like, and people were just eating every word of it.
Well, when you came out to your mother, did you tell her you were going to be a gay activist or an AIDS activist?
I was an AIDS activist. I was involved with ACT UP, and I said, I'm also a gay activist.
So you said you were an AIDS activist first, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, you know that I've been involved with ACT UP. And I said, well, I'm also involved with Youth Austin. I'm also a gay activist.
Foster, I didn't know that about you. How did you get involved?
I just walked in the door, honey, and said, how can I help?
What prompted you
how
to do that?
How can I help?
I want to know. I want to know how
it was. Whose dick can I help suck to make the world a better place? Well, let's see. What had happened? I was.
I like that, Mark. Making the world a place one dick at a time.
Okay. I was 18 years old.
Okay.
And I was going to art school, and I decided to take some drama classes because you had to.
Okay.
And guess who was speaking at the drama department?
Who?
Was Tim Miller, the performance artist, who's been on our show.
Right.
And I was just, he was like...
Who you slept with.
Well, because, you know, he was the first gay man who I ever saw who was, like, rational and normal and very handsome. He was, like, the same age as I was then.
Wow.
So it's sort of, you know, like...
It was a May-December romance.
Yes. So in the audience was some young kids. Rob Nash was one comedian. Rob Nash,
who I met in Austin,
who you met in Austin, who's just auditioned for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, let's hope he gets it.
I want him to get it, honey. He might get it. He's good.
Good.
He's had a career. He's been on Comedy Central many a times. And anyways, Rob Nash gave me a little flyer. Said ACT UP is having a meeting, and I went to see Tim Miller's performance at the Playhouse later that night, and I was just so moved by it. I just said, you know, these people are dying of AIDS, and I have to do something about it. I have to get involved. So I went, you know, it was like a curiosity, and I went to this ACT UP meeting with all these ugly-ass people sitting around complaining about the politics, the government, AIDS funding, and healthcare, and saying PWA, HIV, you know, throwing all these three-letter acronyms, TLAs. Mm-hmm. Out there.
You know what TLA is?
No.
Three-letter acronyms.
Throwing them TLAs out there. Uh-huh. And there's this young little girl who looked like the boy on those doggy biscuit boxes, you know?
Huh?
You know, Milk-Bone Dog Biscuits has a little boy with a dog?
No.
Maybe.
Make a picture.
Okay.
Okay.
It's dog probably a little white child. Okay.
A little white child with freckles.
I don't think this person's famous at all.
No, but she looked like she belonged in a box of dog biscuits.
So you're saying she's ugly?
No, she just looked like a young boy.
Oh.
And so she said, there's
who could sell dog biscuits?
Youth organization called Out Youth Austin, and they have weekly meetings. And I was like, ooh, I think I'm going to get me into some of this gay stuff. Uh-huh. And so I went to those meetings, honey, and within a week, I was a radical homosexual.
So how many dicks did you suck in that first week?
None. I didn't even have sex until a year later.
Wow.
I was still a virgin. I was out and proud and marching parades and involved in actions and stuff with my long, curly black hair and wearing pink triangles and on college campus and being angry, angry homosexual. And finally, there was gay pride, and I met this beautiful, deaf young man named Adam Small.
He'd have to be deaf. No, I'm just kidding.
And he and I saw each other, and he said, I'm going to give you a very special present. And he gave me a blowjob.
Aww.
And we made out, and it was the first time I had sex. The next week, I got crabs.
Bless his heart. He gave you...
You got crabs the first day?
Yeah.
He gave you a 2-for-1.
He was like, yes.
He gave you a gift with purchase.
He gave me some lemon for the crabs.
He got you gift with purchase.
It was delicious. It was fresh. I squeezed it on the crabs, got myself a meal.
There you go.
You know,
you made it work for you.
I make it work.
You know, you got to do those things.
If life gives you crabs, you have a little seafood
dinner.
You make
crab salad. There you go. Okay.
Osama bin Laden, when he, this is one thing I wanted to point out, though.
Right.
Osama bin Laden talking about his interest in Whitney Houston is going to lose street cred with those radical Muslims. And I think that's why this is, like, making the news around.
Oh, is that it?
I think so. It's a war on terror. You know, using Whitney Houston.
You know, this
Houston.
Kind of psychological stuff can work to some degree. They'll be like, oh, he likes the... Ooh, I don't like him anymore if he likes
her. But see, if you really want to fight terrorism, if you want to get rid of that pounding headache that is terrorism, you go... You don't buy aspirin for it. You go to the root of the problem.
What's the root, Fausto?
Is our foreign policy... Babies,
here we go.
Here we go. It is time to take a reflection and say, you know, I don't respond well to threats. I say, I'm the first person to say, you fuck with me, bitch, I will cut you 6 times around.
I will slice, dice, and julienne your ass. Bring the shit on.
But if it's something that you're doing, that it's like if you're doing something that is just inviting people to really fucking hate you.
Mm-hmm. Like the Bush administration?
Yes. Who, by the way, has been elected twice without, selected twice because they have not won any election to this point. Diebold admits it. And in the first election, there Florida. Wasn't enough. Florida admits it.
Mm-hmm.
People, what are we going to do as a country? The election is coming around in November, and it is time to put some Democrats in office. You may not like the Democrats. You may think they're ugly. You may think they're misshapen, ingrown, buck tooth.
You know, that's enough about Hillary. You will back the fuck off Hillary, okay?
You got to get those Democrats in office because let me tell you, if you get enough Democrats as state representatives and as senators, my girlfriend, Sarah Feigenholtz, who is coming on the show soon, is going to explain how you Americans can take back your country from the ravages of George W. Bush. One vote at a time. And you do this on in November. I want you all who listen to this podcast to go out there and vote. Not you voted us for the People's Choice Award. Mm-hmm. Now vote yourself in some
come on, you know,
normal
vote yourself
country.
Into a country that you can be proud of.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sweetheart, the world looks at us and laughs. And you know, and as an American, that's not easy for me to say. That's not easy for me to say.
Because I am proud of this country.
You know what? I'm very proud of this country, too. But the way we take care of it. So HBO, for Hot Bitches Only, Spike Lee.
Hey, you know what?
He got that. When the levees broke, a Requiem in 4 acts. So I saw it last night, Act 1 and 2. Sweetheart, you know what? It boggled my mind.
This is
it
the film.
Boggled. It's a documentary. It's not
a
film.
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary.
On what,
it's
on
not
New
a
Orleans?
Film on New Orleans. On
I
New Orleans.
Seen it.
Four days for a response, and not even a good one. When Oprah gets to the Superdome before Bush,
right?
What is that telling you?
It says what Kanye West is saying is true.
Oh, Bush don't like sweetheart. People. Oh, darling. He gets
into trouble for saying that. Of course, we say that, and we get a People's Choice Award. Go figure. Bush don't care about black. Bush don't care about anybody except himself, honey.
You know what? I do like the way that. See, here's the deal. Spike Lee It may have been like editing or something like that, but these people, they were speaking from the heart. They were reaccounting their stories.
I can't wait to see that movie.
It's a documentary.
The documentary.
It's on now. You know,
it's on HBO.
It's on. Yeah. When the Levees Broke, a Requiem in Four Acts.
Okay.
All right.
And get yourself some HBO. People.
Get yourself some HBO. And you know what, sweetheart? It's, you know what? You don't have to live in Louisiana. Nothing like that. But if you just look at this shit, if it happened in Chicago or if it happened anywhere you're at, think about it. How safe do you feel? We've got, what is that? What is that?
They're letting Saudi Arabian companies take over our ports, the security and ports.
What is that?
They're not Saudi. They're something else.
What is that one airstrike that could be anywhere in the world?
What are you talking about?
Oh, God, what is that, Fausto? They could be anywhere in the world in no time flat. Anyway, the point was that, you know what, on a federal level, you know, the United States failed Louisiana, but the Coast Guard was the one that really kept their shit together.
Because how is that? I don't know.
Well, the Coast Guard, it's not even that though. They threw out the rule book. You know, while everybody is in Washington scratching their asses, how do we respond to this? The Coast Guard's like, fuck, how do you respond to this? You get these people out of the water. That's how you respond. You know, you get them some water. Mm-hmm. You know, you
fresh
get them
water,
some,
food,
something.
Shelter.
Sweetheart, they were dropping people off on expressways. All right, there you are, bitch. You out of the water. Now the rest is up to you. You know, there was no medication for these people that, you know, that had any type of sensitive needs. You know, nothing. The best that we can do as Americans is put all these people in a stadium. Good luck, bitch.
And then Barbara Bush is like, they're better off than where the ghetto came from.
My whole point is, you know what, Angels?
That's take a new a level,
look,
stupid.
Take a look at what's in office.
But what she said appealed to a lot of people, I think. A lot of people agreed with her.
But she wanted to
say that. What do you
mean? Because there's a lot of, well, you know, America's a country and it's a very racist country. And we know who got affected by New Orleans. It was African Americans. And a lot of people don't really care for them.
And that's okay, you know? Because you know what? And that's fine. You don't have to care about them. But here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If it can happen to them.
Mm-hmm. It could happen to you.
It could happen to you. You know, if you're going to segregate a group of people by the color of their skin, mm-hmm. what's to stop them from segregating you by your economics? Or what's to stop them from segregating you from your religious beliefs?
Absolutely.
Or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. I see, racism isn't just about a group of people. Right. It's a hatred towards inward.
It's a mindset.
Mm-hmm. It is a mindset. And then once you get that down, then it's like a cancer. It mm-hmm. grows.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to understand the nature of racism, not just to start blanketly labeling everything that disagrees with you, that bothers you.
Right.
You are entitled to a difference of opinion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I had this one guy, he said something to me. I just did not want to be bothered. It was at a club. And he goes, oh, you just don't want to hang out with me because I'm black, sweetheart. I can give you 12 other more important reasons. You know, how about like the first one, you're an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your color of your skin didn't have to change that. Because you could have been a white asshole, too, and I wouldn't want to fuck with you.
Because there's plenty, you know, when you misuse very powerful terms like racism, what you're doing is you're belittling the true racist things, like the results of Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
You're belittling that. You're belittling the AIDS crisis in Africa. You're belittling these major, phenomenal mistakes of humanity.
Preach
to take
it,
care of themselves.
Preach it plain.
You know? Because, honey, it's like, if somebody don't want to sleep with you or wants to sleep with you because you're black, they're doing you a favor. You know
anyway,
what I'm saying?
But back to the point, though, darling. Mm-hmm. In November, when it's time to vote, vote for the right person. Vote for the right person. I'm not going to tell you who it is. But look at
you know
what?
Just
things.
Get Bush out of office.
Just whatever.
That's well, that's not coming.
You
in.
Know, what? I cannot believe that no one has taken a crack at him.
They have. Sarah Feigenholt has put together the articles of impeachment and had many state senators and representatives sign for this. She's going to come on the show in a couple of weeks and talk about this. So
can I be here?
Oh yes.
Okay. I just want to hear her talk.
She would love you.
I just want to hear her talk. I'm not going to say shit. I just want
to.
Studio
wanna, audience. That
I
day.
Just want to. I just want to hear her talk.
Sarah Feigenholz is one of my sisters. She is.
And she's
us.
One of your sisters. She's one of my sisters too.
She is fabulous. She is the only politician I've ever met that I've never been disappointed by.
Yet.
Well, you know, if she makes a mistake, if she sells me out, I'd be like, you know, I had it coming.
I should have seen it happen.
I should have seen it happen. But she is such, she, you know, she will stay in office as much, as long as she wants. She is loved by so many people in this city.
Mm-hmm.
The only way people lose those kind of offices is because the people get too cocky. Because we were, you know, people thought we were going to win the People's Choice
Award.
They
really did.
And we had to scare you motherfuckers to voting for us,
which is a goddamn shame. We should not have to do tactics like that.
I know,
but that's what that's the problem.
Come easy.
That's the problem when you have a win lose situation. Because we're all winning. We're all special people.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Now that we won,
right?
Okay, I know what it means to me. I know what it means to me. What does winning mean to you?
Winning the People's Choice Award. It means validation. For 20 years of being ignored by the press and the media, it's like suddenly it's like we're getting written up in a lot of different newspapers and magazines, and a lot of it is thanks to Mike Brazell and Greg Shapiro and some other people who have been generously writing about us.
And John Carstensen from Iowa, who forwarded the press release to some of his friends who have a gay magazine in Iowa, and so they're gonna write a little article about it too. And that's what it means to me. You know what it means? I said this from the very beginning. This award, Fausto, because he's like, I don't care about the award. I'm just like, Fausto, it's a press release. And he's like,
but you know what? The press release is because we are one of the few independent voices.
Right.
We don't have nobody telling us what to say or what to do. And if we've got some money from HBO, we'd still call them hot bitches only.
Which is true, though.
And they sent the check.
They
sent the check, and that check went to paying for Miss Ronnie to go to New York
City.
That's
fine. Did they send me any, like, HBO?
Coach?
Did they send me, like, any Sex
Hell
in the
no.
Cities or any
no,
Carnival?
No, no.
No shit.
Them bitches. Them is some low bitches.
It's the middle name, honey.
I think we get some.
Bitches is their middle name.
Bitches. You know, they got some, you know, they got some extra Sex in the City episodes and some Carnival, and then I like Deadwood now. Oh, Deadwood is hot. I want to be in the old West.
Miss Ronnie
I'm
gets
cable, you right
honey.
Now,
you pay for the
cable. She is like a black Miss Kitty.
You know what, sweetheart? I would run my girls right.
Hey, Ronnie, I wanted to mention too, because I think especially because we won the award, is, you know, we're getting a little more interest from some of the press and stuff like that. And there's a wonderful article up at afterelton.com. It's an interview with Fausto.
Oh, Fausto.
It's a good long interview, so it gives you some insight.
But you know
into,
what was funny is
him.
That I did that interview like 6 months ago.
Well,
but
now
finally,
it's, but
now,
see, that's the thing. It's
but
like
you
when
know,
you, but when you win an award, people want to know, what'd you win? What's going
but
on?
But this is the interesting
you know
thing.
What,
that's
here's
the
thing.
It piques interest.
You know what?
So what does it mean to you?
Well, when I told my friends, because I was very proud of the fact that we won this, and it was, and you know,
and well, you should be.
Well, the thing is that like my friends are making more of it than I am.
You know why?
Well,
because
good.
You see how much work this is. You see the unglamorous aspect of it. They also they'll think of you like with diamonds and rubies
no,
and
sweetheart.
Eating bonbons.
No. We works hard, honey.
Honey,
we
there is dirt underneath these fingernails.
Baby,
and I type
we
on the computer.
Work harder than female prostitutes on Christopher Street, okay? It ain't working. We're not talking drag queen prostitutes. No, we're talking JJ prostitutes, okay? With the JJ, honey, okay? If you can turn a trick as a real woman on Christopher Street, bitch, you worked hard.
Christopher Street, which is the corner of what?
What? Anal and cocksucker. Okay, there we go. No, for me, though, here was the thing. You know what? For me, winning this award, again, validation, because Fausto, I take a lot of pot shots at you, but baby, at the end of the day, you are one of the hardest working motherfuckers I've ever met in my life, and I'm proud to be on this show. But more so than that, it was about the show. It was like, hopefully, with this People's Choice Award, we can do whatever it is we need to do to bring this show to the next level. Possibly, like, maybe a video cast.
Oh,
or
yes.
Something like that. You know what? And for me,
we're
wasn't
bringing
it,
Miss Ronnie 100%. It's going to be 3D. You can smell her.
You know what?
Smell her.
If that's the case, you bitches better buy stock in Massengale, honey. I'm going to have a different scent Massengale every show, honey, okay? It's going to be scratch and sniff.
Well, yeah, because we're definitely planning on doing some videos in the future because we do have a very new video camera that was very, very expensive.
I'm going to be very ungracious.
Which your t-shirts went to buy.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's like we're always improving what we have.
Investing,
what we are
upgrading.
Investing, what we got, upgrading.
I'm going to be very ungracious.
We still still need to buy microphones for
it? Undiva-ish.
Okay.
You know what pisses me off?
What?
We are People's Choice Award winning podcasters. Mm-hmm. And Apple Computer can very easily do something for us.
They could.
Bitches, we heard you won. Here's some shit for you. Okay.
You know, they gave Dangerous Muse 2 laptops. And what have they done lately?
I know. And they have a record contract.
Shit.
Like, they're not getting paid.
I'm going to get all urban. I have to say one thing, though, Ronnie.
What's that, baby?
You are such a blessing to us.
Oh, here we go. This is the obligatory ass-kissing portion of our show, listeners.
Oh, you are kissing my ass. I got to kiss your ass. Because people appreciate your generosity, people appreciate your sincerity and your humanity and your willingness to put yourself out there and be laughed at or worshipped or revered or ridiculed. You take risks. You're putting your thoughts, your opinions, your face out there for the world to scrutinize and to analyze. Honey, you can never run for president of the United States.
Oh, yes, I could, and I bet you I would win.
Okay? I bet you I would win, honey.
People are going to know what you are about.
And that's a good thing. Why are you saying that's not a good thing?
I was president to all you power bottoms out there, a six-footer in your bed. was president.
An iPod for every girl and boy in Katrina land.
I was president, you bitches would not have to be going through the bullshit that I had to go through today with financial aid at Truman College just so that I could be the radiologist I was born to be. If that's what happened if I was president.
You know,
if I was president, I would not have to be begging you bitches to buy some Feast of Fools t-shirts so that we could have new equipment and that I could make it to Los Angeles. Because as it stands, the best way it's going to happen is that they put me in a big box and send me FedEx. That's the only way this shit is going to happen.
Have I told you about road whoring yet?
What's road whoring?
You know, you just fuck truckers until you get across the country.
Oh, I thought that was summer vacation. Is that what they call road whoring?
Yes, road whoring.
Now, Miss Ronnie is a resourceful woman, but please, we got our ways, hon. Please don't make Miss Ronnie work that on that level. Honey, yeah,
you know what? I cannot afford the penicillin anymore, babies. You got to give a bitch a break, honey. Shit.
Condoms are expensive.
I'm telling you. Okay, we got to talk. These t-shirts are what?
This is $40.
And they come in what color?
Blue.
And what sizes do they come in?
Small, medium, large, extra large, and double X.
Honey, we will sew two bed sheets together if that's all it takes.
If that's what it takes. Where do they send their money to give me to get me to?
Well, they can either PayPal it, like through their little website. There's a little website with the
Feastofools.net.
Oh, so wait a minute. All they got to do is click.
Yes.
You click it and forget it.
But if they want to, they can send up money to
5315.
North Clark, 5315 North Clark Street, number 242, Chicago, Illinois, 60640-2113.
We're going to do this professionnel. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Send Miss Ronnie to Los Angeles. Okay. Now, what we need,
and
babies.
And you
want to
throw in a little bit of cash for, you know, so she can get herself a pretty dress.
So what you need, babies, is you got to buy a Feast of Fools t-shirt, and we got them in small, medium, large, extra large, and for you big bitches, and for you healthy bitches. Double X.
Okay. Some people like it big.
That's okay. I like it big too. Shit, I can't fuck with you, but it's going to be okay. We're going to work with it. Okay. If you're big, I'm sorry. If you look like Tom Armstrong, remember that sexy motherfucker right there? Ooh, baby.
And you were small.
I'm telling. Oh, God.
But it was tight.
Sweetheart, let me tell you something. I would give him so much ill nana, it would grow hair back on his head. Are you hearing me, Tom? Are you hearing me, Tom? Are you feeling me, you big sexy bastard?
There's those biceps, those chests, that ass, that cock.
Johnny, you could grate cheese on those abdominals, baby.
Honey, I hope I might see him when I go to England.
And Mark will be alone with him.
And I'll be alone.
Honey, I'm telling you. Just between you and me, Mark, you grab that thing and tell me everything that
you
happened.
You know what, sweetheart? If grab it should happen, sweetheart, that in a moment of weakness, he mistakes you for me. Just back up and buck, baby. Back up and buck, okay? And then you look at him in the eye and you tell him, you fuck like a little bitch. And then, so I got to get to Los Angeles. I got to get to Los Angeles because when I get to Los Angeles, I'm going to find Tom Cruise. noodles and buy him a bucket of chicken, because you know
he lost his job.
They fight it. Things are hard, babies. Things are hard because we got some Republicans up in the office. They fired Tom Cruise, the whitest man in America. They fired him. And if they fire Tom Cruise, there is no hope for none of us bitches.
So well, now what? True. Wait Tom a minute. Cruise lost his job today because he was acting too erratic. Miss Ronnie.
Paramount
wait a minute. That he was hold crazy. On. Wait a minute. He lost his job because he's a Scientologist. He lost his job because he told his little child bride, Katie Holmes, you better not scream when that little baby comes out. He lost his job because of all this other crazy bullshit. However, we lost two towers. We lost the state of Louisiana, and this motherfucker is still in office. Someone needs to give me a motherfucking clue.
Absolutely.
Amen. And last but not least, Mark, what about redheads?
Oh, my God. It's more racist news. It's redheads are having more and more sex.
You know what? Then I need one right now because, goddammit, I'm so frustrated right now. Someone get me a redhead right now because this shit don't make no sense to me.
Well, listen, what they did a study in Germany and says that the sex lives of women with red hair were clearly more active than those with other hair color, with more partners and having sex more often than the average. The research shows that the fiery redhead certainly lives up to their reputation.
Then those bitches up in Ireland, I'm telling you, I'm surprised that island hasn't sunk, honey, because they all redhead over there, honey. Shit, if they fucking the way they should, honey, it's going to be like the Lost City of Atlantis, honey, okay?
It's going to be locked.
Fuck the Emerald Island, it's going to be the Lost Island.
Well, they're saying that like even women in like a stable relationships are letting their partners know they are unhappy if they dye their hair red. They are saying that they are looking for something better. They say that
they're saying the redheads have more sex or don't have more sex.
They're having more sex. And okay. Like, if your girl or your guy dyes their hair red, it means they're looking. They're looking for some action.
Let me tell you something. Any man that I'm fucking, if he dyes his hair other than the color that it is, I'm sending him over here. Okay? Y'all big undercover faggot. You could have told me some shit before you start dyeing your hair.
I want to do a big shout out to Benji, who just won So You Think You Can Dance, who is openly gay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Good for him.
Openly gay people.
He says that?
He has said that publicly. He is gay.
Good for you. It was so cute watching.
Yes. You know, so Clint Aiken, take a clue from a pro who dyed his hair brown.
You know what? Y'all leave old Clay alone, honey. If you was a big fag and you looked like that, you wouldn't want people knowing either. Come on.
He's cute. Clay. I would do Clay Aiken.
You would?
I would.
Even with that punchy stomach, quarter turns.
I'm sorry. He looks like, what is that old puppet from the
50s? I had a boyfriend
50s?
That looked like him.
Dippity Dog or
no,
something like that.
No, Howdy Doody.
Howdy Doody, yeah.
Oh, Howdy Doody looking motherfucker.
Well, Clay's new album is coming out.
He sings beautiful. And I hope to get him on the show. And we can ask him face to face or voice to voice. Honey, what's up with that?
What's up with your
quarter turns?
You know. Well, his new album's called A Thousand Different Ways, but I think he prefers
to say quarter turns.
Quarter turns. And he's covering the song Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton.
Have mercy. Yeah, that's real straight.
Real book.
Okay. Why not I'm Every Woman? You know, why not do a rendition of I'm Every Woman? Shit, why stop there? Right, okay.
So how about Sweet Transvestite? How about
I think he likes his little boy drag.
You know, do a little Queen. Do like, don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a fall. So here is, we had Lot 6 on yesterday's show.
Yes.
And of course, Jonathan writes, the guy who, you know, showed us a picture of his penis.
Oh, yes.
We got a lot of penis stretches. We got a lot of penis pictures, don't we?
We asked the other day, and so people are sending one.
Oh,
shout out to Josh who sent me his.
So here is, anyways.
But you
he
know
wrote,
what? Not every penis is worth looking at, no. though. Some are
well,
not
is
pretty.
All right, though. He even put his stats. He's Hispanic and white. He's 29. He's 5'10". He's 180 pounds. And he's cut, of course.
And so anyways, he writes.
Wait a minute. And that's Josh?
Yeah.
Josh. Oh. Josh, thank your mama for spending that extra 100 because, baby, I can't do the uncut. I'm sorry.
I like the uncut.
I can't do it. It looks like a turtle. I'm sorry, sweetie, I can't do it.
I will eat, clean my plate. Whatever sausage they serve, cut or uncut, I will gladly consume it.
But see, I'm not that desperate, so I can be choosy. No. I'm not doing the uncut.
I'm not desperate. I'm just respectable.
Mm.
You know, I was like, I like to eat what's in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyways, Jonathan wrote, just got in after listening to your podcast. Fausto, you make me so happy. Mark, I sometimes wanna. So happy to hear myself mentioned on today's show. Sorry I didn't have an erection in one picture. You know, it's hard to keep an erection when you blow your load 30 minutes before taking the photo. You have your iPod on your crotch, a sign in your hand, and you're trying to take a picture on your MacBook.
Motherfucker.
I sent you a picture I took later that night. I hope you like this one better.
I want it harder.
I didn't know Mark was such an erection Nazi.
Well, he's pulling on this like lip dick. He's like stretching it out. I'm like, that's just weird.
That, Mark you sounds know what?
Like, well, let me finish here.
Okay.
Mark sounds like an ass man, so I guess I will need to show you guys a picture of my ass.
Please do.
I was trying to get my friends to let me take a picture of him sitting on my dick.
Please do.
With the words "quarter turns for everyone" written on his back, but he didn't like the idea. I wonder why. Well, I enjoy the pics I sent. I hope Sally gets to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And P.S., I love Lotsa's mask song. And then Rochelle, we want to do a shout out to her because she just lost her iPod today.
She dropped it in the toilet. She dropped it in the toilet. She had it between her titties. She was cleaning it and it fell out.
Motherfucker.
I know.
You know what? Can I tell you something? You know what? Back to Sergio and Charles, mm-hmm. who sent me my Nano. I would be lost. I would be lost without... You know what? Because
you get addicted to it, right?
Used to it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Imagine how our listeners feel when they don't have a Feast of Fools podcast to put into their iPod.
Man, that's some... Rochelle, baby, if I had another one, sweetheart, I certainly would give you one, baby. Because you know what? Mm-hmm. It ain't easy living without an iPod.
You know what she's doing?
What's that?
Because like, she can't hear from her computer. I think the sound's broken or something like that.
Okay.
So she's burning the shows to disc. And then she's listening to them through her CD player.
Rochelle, that is a resourceful and loyal girl. I remember when we met her in New York.
No, she's in Chicago.
Rochelle.
Rochelle, the sweet young girl from Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my girl, Rochelle. I know. Okay, I know who she is. You know what?
Roach.
I want to give some shout outs to the Starbucks crew at Clark and Berwyn.
Ooh, Ronnie went in there and read them tonight.
I did not read them.
Just so you guys know, we went to Starbucks beforehand, and want to do a shout out to Michael Najili too, who has sent us lots of Starbucks products in the past. Hint, hint. If you want to send us some Starbucks products or gift cards, what address do they do that?
5315 North Clark Street, number 242, Chicago, Illinois, 60640.
I'm sorry, Mark.
-2113.
Mark, you want to do that over again? Because my highly caffeinated ass could not wait for you to finish. Do it one more time, baby.
Send everything to Feast of Fools, 5315 North Clark Street. Number 242, Chicago, Illinois, 60640-2113.
Because if we're going to talk about that shit, I still want to give out to my... I want to give a shout out to my baby, Mike McCann, who started the shit, who got the Diva a Starbucks gift card, the last show, remember that?
Oh, mm-hmm. That's right.
My baby, Mike McCann. Mike from Bolingbrook. Ooh. Okay, so anyway, back to my crew.
So we walk into Starbucks.
Oh, here we go.
And we ordered... let's talk about what we ordered. I ordered basically green tea frappuccino. Mark had an iced coffee. And what did you have?
Coffee frappuccino or something like that.
With lots of vanilla in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we turn and there's this gorgeous 6-footer blonde man wearing some of those coffee coasters or the
coffee
the,
cucks. Cuffs.
On his wrists, mm-hmm. like Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And what do you say to him?
I say, you're being Wonder Woman. Because, you know, it's Clark and Berwyn. So you think maybe he's a big fag.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Well, was he?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know. He was nowadays in 2006, honey, everybody's fucking everybody, so it's hard to tell. But anyway, but it doesn't matter because you know what? Whether he's a big fag, whether he's licking coochie, it doesn't matter because you know what? I love my crew at Clark and Berwyn anyway, and so these shout outs go to Sexy Tom, Ian, the Diva Moore. And I like to call him Tall, Lanky, and Sexy Mike. Mm. So, babies, thank you for so much. Oh. I'm in the mood for some shout-outs, and I was talking about some shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to my girl Angie from Cincinnati, to her and her lady. Tender kisses on your labia flaps, baby. No Ooh. Need to be sending the bitch anymore. 50-50, because, angels, I'm kind of doing something right now. My eatings is a little different now. I'm trying to just, like, stay away from, like...
Sugar.
No, not so much. Sugar is one thing. I'm trying to stay away from processed Soda. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm doing carbonated water. Like flavor,
naturally
flavored. Yeah, you know what? It's, you know what? It kind of makes sense.
That's
if I
why
can't,
you look so fresh and wholesome.
Well, if you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your body.
Yeah.
Riboflavin. I can pronounce it. Triscuit.
All right, babies.
And, you know, I want to do a shout-out to Brixton on MySpace. We love your guns. Joan Cartison from Iowa. Thank you. Oh, we already said that. Mm-hmm. And John Roger in Houston, Texas. Jace. And Adriana, we went by your work after the meet and greet.
She wrote.
She did?
Yeah, she wrote. She said she apologized for not being there.
Oh, so sad.
Well, she was getting ready for Europe.
And of course, Christopher and your boyfriend, who are so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful couple.
I know.
And he was all like upset, all upset because he was like, oh, you put the worst photo of me. You could have retouched it a little bit. And then, of course, I said, honey, I had retouched it.
Oh,
she did not like that. But you know what? I do offer my services for photo retouching, and they are affordable. Email me, feastoffools@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. I do one-day turnaround prices. You just tell me what you don't like about your picture, and Fausto Fernos, the diva of Photoshop, will take it out.
That's it?
That is it.
That's it, honey. It's cheaper than plastic surgery. No downtime.
Way cheaper.
And you know, you whores who are trying to get some dick on Manhunt, MySpace.
You gotta have a good picture.
But see, I'm up. Wait a minute now. Okay, don't do it.
What?
Let the trick du jour, know exactly what is coming up.
You know, it's called advertising, Ronnie. People need a little bit of a razzle dazzle before they walk in the door.
Razzle dazzle, I can understand. But honey, if you look like Brad Pitt in the photo and he comes to your house and you look like a gremlin, that's just wrong.
But you're already there, Ronnie.
So what, he's going to turn around? Nobody. Yeah, exactly. That's
half the time we're like,
you know, sometimes it's like
up.
You go to a restaurant and you order the food and it's not that good, but you're still going to eat it anyways because you're hungry.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's how it is.
There it goes.
I want to remind people that we are on MySpace, myspace.com/feastoffools. And if you'd like to email us, please email us at feastoffools@gmail.com. What's this music, Fausto?
And this is a shout-out to Benjamin Consoli, who is lead singer of the band Violet Nine.
Mm.
You know, he's a respectable band leader and singer, and this is a song here from their album Any Wonder, and the song is Proposal. You can buy it on feastoffools.net and help a bitch out.
Help a bitch out.
We want to thank Miss Ronnie for coming on the show.
I want to thank you for having me on the show.
And I want to thank my husband, Mark Felian.
I'm always good to be here.
You know, I kissed some serious ass to Mark this week, and you can read about it in AfterElton.com. All about my true love, Mark Felian.
Aww.
It's goodbye, so sweet. Everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Make every moment of your life extraordinary, babies. We're out of here.